Is there anything you'd like to say to those who are currently supporting this ministry? They might be listening to this, prayerfully considering supporting us financially. Because we're my wife and I basically are funding the first year of this ministry, which is going to come due May 31st. And if we're not funded for another academic year, then I'm going to go back to work as a CPA and do what I can at the seminary. Right now, God's opened the door for me to work with five Concordia universities working with those students, and they're the five largest at this point. So it's a reach of over 75% of the student enrollment in Concordia universities. I just learned that recently. It wasn't by design. That's the way God placed things. So we have a tremendous reach, but we're not going to be able to continue serving all these students if we're not funded. Is there anything you want to say to those who might be praying about this? Maybe they're already, some of those listening to this, they're already giving sacrificially.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I can say is that we are God's people. And the gifts that he gives to us, we use to his glory. And, you know, he leads people to bear fruit in certain areas. And I do know that this is a place where God's word is hitting the ground. It's like the rubber is meeting the road. And this is something that, you know, I've personally supported myself. And I also think that those who are using it or just think that it's a great thing, they should be supporting it as well. God's people support the mission. And I definitely see this as a part of the mission of the church. And I know, Brad, that God has places for you, not just Concordia's, but you're also needed at the state universities. You're needed at the high school level. You're needed in places of darkness. It's true. And you know, I know God will provide. And I know that God is going to handle each and every portion, because, you know, we're just branches and we're connected to the vine. And, you know, the vine is between us and the roots, and he's the one that provides our nourishment. So, Brad, not only is he going to provide for this ministry, he's going to be providing for you and your family. And I can't tell you how that's going to happen, but I really pray that God's people rise up and support this, because I think it's a very worthwhile cause. And I pray it's something that just continues for years to come within the LCMS.
All right, thanks. You can't imagine the tremendous blessing this is for me. Like I said, you're the first one who's graduated, and I've got a chance to talk to you about their experience and how it's impacted. So I shouldn't be surprised, but it's amazing. It's definitely amazing. I believe that when Peter got out of the boat and walked on water, I believe he was amazed. I don't think he was surprised, because I don't think he would have tried it if he didn't think it was going to happen. And so what I'm just feeling here right now in this moment is amazement. Not surprise, but amazement. I didn't realize how big this is. And I don't know what's happening to other students who are going out. I get some reports from Vickers and so forth, and some neat stuff, but haven't really got a chance to sit down with them face to face. So looking forward to more of this with some other students, now called pastors, who we've talked, who we've trained in the past.